You are listening to BensTorah.com.
As is well known, Parsha begins with the Bikur Cholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu visited Avram after 3 days post-Mila, and then the Malachim appear, and Avram Avinu makes a special Suda for them, and at the Suda, the Malachim have an interaction with Avram and Sarah, where they announce that Yitzchak will be born. We will not focus on these Pesukim, but immediately afterwards, after the Malachim leave, the Pasuk says, "Hashem Omar, Hamachas ani me'Avram ha'she'ani oise." It seems, if we can use this phrase, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kiviyochel is speaking to himself and says, "Can I hide from Avram that I'm going to destroy Sodom?" And then the next Pasuk says, "Va'Avram hoye yir le'goy gadol ve'otzum." He will be an important nation, meaning Klal Yisrael, v'nivruchu voy kol goy ha'oretz. And it seems that he will be performing an endless Kiddush Hashem, which we're going to talk about later. And then it says, "Ki yodativ l'man ha'shiyitzava esbona v'esbeisar achivu." Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I know that Avram will instruct his children, v'shamru der Hashem, lasis tzedakah u'mishpat, and he will perpetuate his message that Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and he will impress people on how to behave, it seems. So, the Chofetz Chaim gives some fascinating insights on these Pesukim, and he makes an interesting point. What is this? Ki yadativ l'man ha'shiyitzava esbona v'esbeisar achav. What is the significance? Why is this important? So he says, the Chofetz Chaim, that there were many tzaddikim other than Avram Avinu who lived in his generation. There was the yeshiva of Shem Ve'eva, who were on the level of Nevi'im, and there was Peleg. There was a number of very significant people there, and they were also tzaddikim. What was the fundamental difference between Avram Avinu and those other tzaddikim, where we don't find that those other tzaddikim left any kind of yorshim, any people who continued their work? So the Chofetz Chaim says that this was the fundamental difference between Avram Avinu and the other tzaddikim that lived in his day. The other tzaddikim that lived in his day were totally focused on maintaining their high level of Kedusha, and they weren't doing, so to speak, Kirov work. They were not focused on enlightening other human beings. They were doing their own Avoida, and that was a very hard thing to do. And they had an influence on certain people, but this does not seem to have been their job. But Avram Avinu made a different Cheshbon. Avram Avinu made a Cheshbon, no one lives forever, and Avram Avinu said, I die, who will spread the word that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech HaOlam? So he made it his life's work to influence people. And like we all know, he took the wayfarers into his house and he fed them. And then they wanted to thank him and he said, don't thank me, thank Hashem. So he got the word out, so to speak, that there is a Ribbono Shel Olam on the world. Because he was calculating, especially before he had his children, what's going to be when I am Nifter, Avram Avinu was thinking. So he was trying to influence the world as best as he could in whatever time he had. So we know that the Ribbono Shel Olam pays Mida Keneged Mida in like kind. And just like Avram Avinu was concerned with the welfare of the world and getting the word out to the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech HaOlam. So Memela, this is Pshat and Pasuk Yedativ, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kiviyochel, as it states in Pasuk, felt a need to inform Avram Avinu that this literally earth-shaking event will soon happen and Sodom will be overturned. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was concerned for Avram Avinu's sake that he should know that he will have children, because in a manner of speaking, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that Avram cared about Ribbono Shel Olam Kiviyochel, so Mida Keneged Mida, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cared about Avram and wanted to notify him that he will have a son Yitzchak. So that's the significance of these Pesukim, that in a manner of speaking, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was felt indebted, if we can use this phrase, to Avram.
You are so listening says the Chofetz Chaim.
And then he, as a postscript to this, that if we remember always the Schus Oves, which is Togein Aleinu, and we want that Schus to help us in our lives and help us in our children, so we also have to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. And we have to try to the best of our ability to make a Kiddush Hashem in our lifetime And l'man asher tzava es bono ve'etz beisai achrov. If we undertake in our hearts and minds to educate our children and the people around us what it means to be the Am Hashem, we have to demonstrate it. We have to make a Kiddush Hashem. So that will ensure that the Rabbeinu Shalom will, and again in a manner of speaking, focus on our doyeris and help that our children should grow to be Yiras Shamayim and beautiful examples of what the Am Hashem is supposed to look like. These are the words of the Chofetz Chaim. But in my humble opinion, when we are trying our best to educate our children to create a lifelong Kiddush Hashem, like Avram Avinu did, then we should pay attention to the words that the Menorah HaMoel brings down from the Gemara Masechtas Yuma Daf Pei Vov. The Gemara there says that when the Pasuk says, "Vahavto es Hashem Elokecha," you should love Hashem. Shehei Shem Shamayim Misahev Al Yadecha, that a person should behave in a way that Shem Shamayim should be beloved by the world. And the Gemara goes further and says, "Kishehei Adam Kera V'Shoyne," if a person goes out and learns, and he's Mishamish Talmid Chachamim, and he speaks Benachas Im Habriyos, he's not just learning, he's speaking with kind words to all human beings. Umasoi umatonoi b'shuk noah, and the way he does business is beautiful. V'noise v'noisen be'emuna, and he conducts his transaction honestly. Maha b'riyas emeres olav, what do the b'riyas say about such a person? Ashrei ploini shalomat Torah, such a person should be praised that he learns Torah. Ashrei oviv shalimdoi Torah, the father should be praised that taught him Torah. Ashrei raboi shalimdoi Torah, his rebbe should be praised that he taught him Torah. Oy lohem livnei adam shaloi lamdu Torah, woe is to those people who don't learn Torah. And they continue, Re'isem ploini shalomat Torah, people will remark and tell other people, you see this person who learned Torah? Kama yofim d'rochav, kama mesukonam masav, how beautiful are his ways. Olova kosav oimali avdi ato Yisrael asher b'cho espoya. This is a pasuk in Yeshaya, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Klal Yisrael is my nation, which I am praised through them. And this is articulating what is the essence of Kiddush Hashem. However, but if a person, the Gemara goes further, even if he learns, ve'ein dibure benachas em abreis, but he doesn't speak nicely to humankind, ve'ein masoy umatun b'shuk noah, and he does not do business in a honest way, ve'ein enoisen be'emunah, and he does not do his transactions in an honest way. So what do the b'riyas say on such a person? Oy loy leploini shalom de Torah. Woe is to the person who learned Torah. Oy loy le'aviv shelimdei Torah. Woe is to the father who taught him Torah. Oy loy le'rabbi shelimdei Torah. Woe is to the rebbe who taught him Torah. Ashrei b'nei adam sheloy lamdu Torah. People will say, praise to the people who don't learn Torah, because look how the people who do learn Torah behave. And they will point this person out to other people and say, do you see Pliny who learns Torah? Kama muchu orim masav, how ugly are his ways. V'kama mukul kolim d'rochav, and how crooked is the way he lives his life. Alova kosav oimar be'emar lohem am Hashem eile u'ma'altzo yatsu. This is a pasuk in Yechezkel saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, this was my nation, but they were thrown out of Eretz Yisrael because of the way they behaved. And if one looks in the Sefer El Yerabo, in Shulchan Aruch Arachayim, Mishim Masa Matan, if someone deals not erlach, not honest, toirosoi chilul Hashem. This is, the El Yerabe is quoting the Rosh. So it's not enough, dear friends, that we should teach our children to learn Torah. We have to teach our children to learn Torah and make a Kiddush Hashem, so that we should be like Avram Avinu that was blessed by everyone. Everyone should look at our children and say, how beautiful is the way they behave? How beautiful do they do business? How beautiful is it that they speak to us so nicely? So, Memela, it seems that this is what the Chofetz Chaim means in his summation, that we should try to go in the way of Avram Avinu. And if we do, we will have Siyata Deshmaya, Mida Keneged Mida, because we're trying to make a Kiddush Hashem. So Memele, the Eibishter, will help us raise our children that they will forever be making a Kiddush Hashem. Kodesh Baruch Hu should help that we should be blessed with special Siyata Deshmaya, Habalatar Messiahloi, as we always say, and it will be Zechet Refuas and Yeshuas for us, for Klal Yisrael, and for Eretz Yisrael.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.